Welcome to Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible brought to you by Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel. We are in day 6 of our journey through the book of 2 Peter, looking at the very end of chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 today, asking this question, how did we get the Bible? 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21. Knowing this, first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. That's 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21 in the English Standard Version. Well, did Moses write Genesis or did God? Are the Psalms of David the creative work of David, the shepherd king of Israel, or the written word of God? Well, let me ask a different question. Is light a particle or a wave? What does light have to do with the inspiration of Scripture? I believe it is an excellent analogy. Light is a particle and a wave. These two seem like a contradiction, but light is both. Albert Einstein believed that light was a particle that moved like a wave, but the photon particles of light actually become waves. Jesus is the Word of God made flesh. He was always God, and he has always been and remains God. And yet he became and remains human. Scripture is the Word of God given through men in such a way that it is also the words of men. 2 Peter tells us that Scripture does not originate with people. Scripture comes neither from the inspiration of men nor from the will of men. It is the Word of God, coming from God by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And yet, men spoke. The words of Psalm 23 were sung by David. The words of Isaiah 53 were spoken by the prophet Isaiah. When Jesus quoted from the scriptures we now call the Old Testament, he sometimes referred to them as the words of God, and at other times he referred to them as being the words of their human authors, namely Moses and David in Matthew 8:4 and 22:43-45. We don't believe in a dictation theory of Scripture inspiration, because if God dictated his word in such a way that the prophets were mere pens in his hands, Jesus would not have used the phrases Moses commanded in Matthew 8:4 and David said in Matthew 22:43. These are authentically the words of these men. Many of David's psalms, for example, reflect his own feelings and experiences. Yet Jesus also said that every word of Scripture was the word of God, Matthew 5:18 and 15:3. As Peter said, men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Is it a mystery to understand how a written word can be both the Word of God and the words of a man? Yes, just like it is a mystery to understand how light can be both a particle and a wave, and how Jesus can be both true God and true man. Yet, just because a truth is mysterious doesn't make it untrue. In fact, if the things of God weren't mysterious to us, beyond our full comprehension, we might wonder if they really came from God.